In April 2016, the city of Phoenix announced an ambitious sustainability plan to be completely carbon neutral by 2050. Their goal focused on 8 main points, including land use, water, transportation, air quality, and others. And it also had a check-in point to be at 50% by 2030. As that first threshold gets closer and closer, the city has taken active steps to achieving their goals. The light rail has expanded, influencing more rideshare and less carbon emissions by single drivers. 45 miles of cool pavement, an effort to eliminate heat islands in the city, was installed. And a nearly $17 million state-of-the-art composting facility was built. On a day-to-day basis, what most Arizonans can do to help with the sustainability effort is recycle. But according to a nationwide environmentalism study, Arizona only recycled about 17% of its waste. This may be because the recycling system in Arizona is kind of confusing. Welcome to Valley 101, a podcast by the Arizona Republic and azcentral.com. I'm producer Kaylee Monahan. Today, in honor of Earth Day, we're revisiting an episode by Amanda Luperto from 2021. She looked at why the recycling rules for each municipality are different and what possible fixes there are to the system.
My name is Amanda Luperto, and I grew up in the West Valley, in Glendale. It's one of the cities in the valley where you can't recycle glass. 6 minutes down the road, though, in Peoria, where my dad worked, you could. And as a kid, I remember him bringing our glass items to work so that they could be recycled. So I started at the source. At my source, at least. I called up Kevin Burke, Director of Public Works for the City of Peoria, and started off by asking him what you can recycle there.
Generally, we are jugs, whether they're plastic, glass, you can recycle all of those containers. We also do cans, aluminum cans, tin cans, metal cans. We do newspaper, junk mail, office paper. All those things can be recycled here. Cardboard, obviously that's a big one. Want to see your cardboard boxes. We do the plastic films.
Paper, plastic, glass, aluminum, and cardboard. The 5 main recyclables. There are variations of each type, but essentially, that's what you can throw into the green bin outside of your house in Peoria. But that level of recycling isn't universal across the valley. I talked with another city on the east side, Mesa. Mesa changed their rules recently and can't accept as much as they used to. Why is that? How come a city like Peoria offers its residents the ability to recycle a lot, but another spot in the valley can't offer the same? The answer is complicated, yet simple. Each municipality has different recycling rules because of 4 main reasons: technology, different types of contracts, cost, and the global market. Let's take a look at technology first. To understand how recycling works, you'll have to know what a MRF is. A MRF is a materials recycling facility. It's where your recyclables go to get sorted through and bundled. Municipalities within the valley either have their own MRF, have a contract with the City of Phoenix to use theirs, or have a contract with a company like Waste Management to use theirs. But I'll get into contracts a little more later. Different MRFs have different capabilities, and the rules for what can be recycled vary depending on those capabilities. If a city uses an outdated MRF, it is possible that their options for what can be sorted through are limited. If a city sends their materials to Phoenix, who has one of the most updated MRFs, their options expand simply because their MRF can handle more. Cities like Peoria and even Flagstaff do this. Some cities can recycle glass simply because their machine can handle glass. It's similar to why, at home, you can't throw plastic grocery bags into your recycling bin, but you can bring them back into your local grocery store to be recycled. It's because they use different machinery.
Grocery bags are hugely recyclable because it's just strictly, it's polypropylene, but they're recyclable, and the best way to recycle the plastic grocery bags is you put them all back in a plastic grocery bag, and you take them back to the store, and then they take them back to the bag manufacturers where they get made back into new bags again.
That's Mark Snedecor. He's the director of recycling operations for Waste Management for Arizona. Waste Management is the largest integrated solid waste company in the U.S. and handles a lot of the municipality contracts when it comes to recycling, which brings me to answer number two, contracts. Whether it's contracts with larger cities like Phoenix or with the private sector like Waste Management, they play a big part in what cities can recycle. Let's go back to Mesa for a minute. In October of 2020, the city of Mesa altered what was on their recycling list because of these contracts. Mariano Reyes, communications specialist for the city of Mesa in their environmental management and sustainability department, explained it to me this way.
We used to have contracts with three vendors. We had Republic Services, we had Waste Management, and then we also had have a contract with United Fibers, which is located in Chandler. So we had contracts with those. But we have a unique situation going on right now in Mesa. What happened last year in October, Republic Services, the facility we were taking the material to, they actually had a fire at their facility. So it completely took them offline. So they are currently in the process of rebuilding, and we hope that they will be up and running later this year.
Unfortunately, Waste Management terminated their recycling contract with the city of Mesa, affecting what they could and could not offer as recyclables. Mesa recycles independently of Phoenix, so contracts with the private sector had a large impact.
But also, there's a very robust private sector. In fact, even the Phoenix MRF, they have a contract with Republic Services to operate the MRF there. So Waste Management and Republic are also very big in this space, and they often either run somebody else's MRF or run their own MRF. And so they're involved in this industry as well. And so it's not just a municipal issue. It's a private sector issue as well.
But you might think, why doesn't the city of Mesa just get their own MRF so they won't have to run into this problem? Which brings me to the third answer of this question, cost. An updated facility is very expensive. Waste Management recently finished building one in Salt Lake City, Utah, that cost $17 million, and they already had a building to move into. That doesn't even factor in the cost of staffing and maintaining a new facility as well. It's a cost that can add up very quickly. But there's a really big element that I haven't touched on yet, and that's the global market. It's nice to think that cities offer recycling because it's good for the environment, but plants and technology are expensive, and cities need to weigh the cost to the profit. China was the foremost player in this conversation for the longest time, but that all changed recently.
China was, at one point, the biggest purchaser of recycled materials in the world by far, and then 3 years ago now, they changed their approach. And in fact, as of January of 2021, they're buying almost no recycled material at this point.
Market Waste Management said it was a necessary policy for China in its ongoing battle against air pollution.
We all saw the Olympics and we all saw that horrible smog and pollution and everything else. They were killing their people. And they said, hey, we've got to stop and we've got to get air quality under control. We've got to get some pollution things in here. It went from these municipalities who were getting paid for their material regardless of the cleanliness to now all of a sudden there's no payments.
Peoria was one of those markets.
For Peoria, we used to make about $300,000 a year on the recycled material. So it was a net positive. In the course of essentially a month, it went to you're now spending $200,000 to pay somebody to take your recycling. That number has now jumped closer to about $500,000. So this is almost, you know, a good $1 million swing from one end to the other, just the policy of one nation.
But it's also given the United States the push it may have needed to figure out solutions domestically. Market Waste Management thinks this could actually lead to a more sustainable fix.
So, for example, China used to gobble up most of the corrugated cardboard that was produced in the U.S. And there was, you know, domestic options, but China was a big player. But with him leaving, so now some of that domestic production has moved back in there. you know, there's more boxes being made in the U.S. There's infrastructure being built. So we're rebuilding our own internal infrastructure that's there to take care of it.
So what can we do? Is there a future in which the greater Phoenix area can have a single set of rules? It is possible, actually. Mark from Waste Management told me he believes it would take for the cities to decide what are the most important materials to recycle and invest in MRFs that can handle those items. He said this would also give Arizona the ability to share a unified message on what could be recycled. So listeners, as I said, the answer is complicated and yet simple. Each municipality has different recycling rules because of technology, cost, different types of contracts, and the global market at large. But it's also because each municipality is simply different. Though I will say, each person I talked with to find the answer to this question reminded me that the three R's we learned in school, reduce, reuse, recycle, are actually in the order of best practice. If you can reduce your waste or reuse what you already have, the question of is this recyclable or not becomes lessened.
That's it for this week, Valley 101 listeners. Do you have questions about recycling in your city? Maybe you're curious about other green initiatives happening around the Valley. Send us your questions on this and any other topic. You can reach us at valley101.azcentral.com. Follow us on social media as well. We're at AZC Podcasts on Instagram and X, formerly Twitter. This episode was written and produced by Amanda Luberto. I helped with the introduction and outro. Episode overview is by Kara Edgerson. Our music comes from Universal Production Music. Valley 101 is an Arizona Republic and azcentral.com production. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.